spirit of Taurus, that we think is going to be the greatest place of that.
Tell me where it is.
All right, in the south, there's about rather 200 million acres of forest land. There's about 17 million acres are owned by the federal government and other agencies of the government. Then there's about 30 to 40 million owned by big industry. That leaves about 140 million acres of land in the south that is owned primarily by small landowners. There's some large landowners, but primarily entirely small landowners. Now the industry lands and the federal and the government lands, where they're properly supervised, are growing more timber than the private lands. And our program is to take and stimulate the growth of the timber on the 140 million acres that's owned by private owners. We feel that
by the private owners,
I see, we feel by the year 2000 that we can double the growth of timber in the south.
Is that right? And a lot of people don't realize that the south is, I don't know, I mean, I've gone to school in North Carolina for years, they don't really travel through that country. It's a magnificent country in terms of its timber and everything, you know, it's all, it's a green part of the country. Great program. South is moving in a very progressive way. That's why it's attracting industry. That's why it is making, frankly, such enormous strides. I mean, you go to Atlanta today and look at that city. It's a great, bustling, powerful city. And the reason is the Southerners got on the ball. And there's so many things you can call. We don't consider the South a second-class market. Navy, we have one of the finest naval air stations in the world right in Meridian.
Where?
The city of Meridian, yeah.